So the Trigger Happy stuff, did you write all that, the ideas? Are they all your own ideas?
Pretty much. I did it with a guy called Sam, and we would come up with nearly all of them. We occasionally had people in, you know, like if we'd really run out, we just couldn't think of it, we'd sort of get a couple of writers in and friends, and we'd all sit in a room and try and think of stuff, and someone would go, Milkman, and we'd go, oh, Milkman, we haven't done anything with a Milkman. But we never wrote anything because, you know, we just used to think of ideas, characters, and then I'd go out dressed as a Milkman, and we'd sort of play about, really, till something happened. So that's kind of on the tour. I'll show this. There's one where I dressed as an old sea dog, and we had the costume, a sort of yellow sou'wester and cap, and we go to a port, but we don't really know what the joke is, and we see these old deers at the wall. So I walk up to them, and I think, right, I'll have a chat with them, and I'll get into character, and we'll try and work out what's funny about this. And the moment I spoke to them, I realised they were going to believe anything I said, and that was the one we used. It was just perfect. It just turned out he's telling him that his entire family's been lost at sea and his dog, and they're just going, oh, yes, oh, yes. It's just brilliant.
Domsey, well, we've done the radio thing for a long time, right? And the old wind-ups, I've never been able to do them very well because I can't keep a straight face, but you're the professor of it.
Yeah, I think it's... Actually, it's very funny. And that one I just told you about in the sea dog, I show this in the show. It's one of the only times I ever crack up, and how I'd hide cracking up, because it was just, I couldn't believe they were believing this rubbish. I pretend to cry, which made them even more sort of into the story, because I start weeping. But it's more because if you're dressed up like that and you're in front of someone, if you suddenly crack up, they sort of think, oh, right, you're taking the mickey, are you? And you just feel really bad.
No, of course.
So if you stay in character, you don't have that confrontation moment.
Dom, just finally, I wanted to ask you about I'm a Celebrity, because I was surprised that you did it, to be quite frankly.
Oh, everyone was surprised I did it.
Yeah, I would have thought you would have probably in the past, I'm sure you have actually, probably slagged off the programme.
Actually, no, I didn't. I'm a huge fan of the programme.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I've watched it every single year since it came out, and I'm addicted to it. But I was aware what it was. I called it the death of hope once, you know, when you go on it. It's basically like Last Chance Saloon. Mm. But they'd asked me to go on it every year since Trigger Happy, because I'd always written I liked the show. And I've always said no, because I knew that there is a sort of smell of death about the place. And then this year, it was great. I had this tour set up. I had a two-book deal. I'm doing a film next year. And I just thought, I don't need it, so I won't hate myself for being on it. And I did really fancy having a go, because I didn't think I'd be that good in the jungle.
Out of interest, did you do it for free then, seeing as you didn't need to do it?
Oh, no. Definitely did it for money.
How much did you get?
Not as much as you'd hope. It really isn't, actually. The money I've heard about is just insane. Well, no one gets that money.
I'm imagining, I don't know why, if I just say £40,000. Am I even close?
No, well, you're just not close either way. All I'll tell you is that I've paid a lot of money. Well, I haven't, but I would like to pay a lot of money to go away and lose weight at some swanky resort.
In Australia.
And there I lose two stone and they pay me for it.
And Gillian McKeith, how much did you just want to just shoot her in the face?
I have already put in a call to Gillian McKeith's people asking whether she'd be happy to be crucified at the back of my show every night, but I've had no reply so far.
So your show then, Dom, it's all about just taking bits from your TV, from everything you've done and telling stories.
It's basically stories. It's a disabled man showing you his holiday photos, essentially.
And who wouldn't want to buy tickets for that?
Yeah, no, it is funny. And also, I'm now famous for Stacey Solomon throwing stones at me in the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had made a whole lot of fake stones, which you can buy in the interval for a quid. And then when I start talking about the jungle, you can throw them at me. Although Brilliant. I then own them again, and I sell them again the next night. And that pays for my beer money.
This is why you are such a clever man.
Dom Jolly, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Take care. Goodbye.
Bye.